in the limelight.
According to a climate scorecard published in August, over the last 5 years, the top 100 ranked law firms in the United States facilitated $1.36 trillion of fossil fuel transactions, represented fossil fuel clients in 358 legal cases, and received $35 million in compensation for their work to assist fossil fuel industry lobbying. We now present you an article written by Isabella Kaminsky. The piece is titled U.S. Fossil Fuel Companies Paying Top Law Firms Millions to Dodge Responsibility. The article has been taken from the British newspaper The Guardian. The world's biggest corporate law firms have been making millions of dollars representing fossil fuel companies, but as the climate crisis intensifies, this work is coming under increasing scrutiny. According to a climate scorecard published in August, over the last 5 years, the top 100 ranked law firms in the United States facilitated $1.36 trillion of fossil fuel transactions, represented fossil fuel clients in 358 legal cases, and received $35 million in compensation for their work to assist fossil fuel industry lobbying. Tim Herschel Burns, a third-year student at Yale Law School and co-founder of Law Students for Climate Accountability, which developed the scorecard, said, "The scale of the law firm's work for the fossil fuel industry is huge." He added, "As we started digging, we realized how holistic this is. Everything fossil fuel companies want to do, they need lawyers to accomplish." Fossil fuel companies rely heavily on armies of lawyers to advise on projects, lobby, negotiate contracts, secure permits, and navigate an increasing number of climate lawsuits. Law firms' fossil fuel industry work has increased compared with the previous year's scorecard, even as climate warnings become more dire and the International Energy Agency, the IEA, has warned new fossil fuel development is incompatible with the target of net zero emissions by 2050. The climate scorecard awarded firms grades based on their involvement in lawsuits exacerbating climate change, their support for fossil fuel transactions, and fees received for lobbying on behalf of the fossil fuel industry. Paul Weiss, a top 10 U.S. firm according to VaultLaw's rankings, was one of the 37 to receive the lowest F grade. According to the scorecard, the firm, which has its own sustainability practice, has acted for fossil fuel companies in 30 cases over the last 5 years. Among the most high profile was the firm's work representing ExxonMobil in a landmark trial where the company was accused of having misled investors about the risks of climate change to its business. The court ruled in favor of ExxonMobil in 2019. Paul Weiss did not respond to a request for comment. Only 12 law firms were rated A or B in the scorecard, which meant they did not conduct work for fossil fuel clients. According to the scorecard report, three firms, Cooley, Wilson Sonsini Goodrich and Rosati, and Shorter Roth and Zabel, have actively addressed the climate crisis through renewable energy transactions, lobbying, or pro-climate litigation. Tim Herschel Burns said, "We definitely agree that the law can be this force for good. But one thing that we found really striking is that overwhelmingly the top law firms are representing the wrong side of it." Alyssa Joel, Legal director for the Center for Climate Integrity said there is a tangible human cost. Alyssa Joel added, elite law firms are representing the oil and gas companies and providing them with a deep bench of high-priced lawyers. She said, for the communities across the country that are seeking justice, the end result is that their cases have been delayed and bogged down by procedural hurdles put forward by some of the biggest law firms in the country. Law Students for Climate Accountability is calling on law firms to pledge to stop taking on new fossil fuel industry work, phase out their current work by 2025, and ramp up their work for the renewable energy industry and in support of litigation to tackle the climate crisis. It's a potentially controversial stance given the principle that everyone should have access to legal representation. But Tim Herschel Burns said this principle is often used in really sloppy ways which end up justifying law firms being able to represent whoever pays the most. Some firms have acknowledged the choice. Speaking at a conference last year about the link between law and climate change, the global senior partner at Clifford Chance Jeroen Urnhand said, firms can choose what we support and what we don't support. We do not have to be neutral professional service providers. Law firms are starting to ramp up their own climate action, even as they continue their fossil fuel work. A number of firms that scored F grades on the climate scorecard, including Shearman and Sterling and Hogan Lovells, have signed up to the Net Zero Lawyers Alliance, which launched in July. Members pledge to achieve net zero emissions by 2050 and to work with clients to embed climate goals and to help drive systematic change. Neither firm responded to the Guardian's request for comment. Another alliance member, DLA Piper, has set its own science-based target to halve all emissions by 2030, including indirect emissions from the firm's supply chain. The firm was recently appointed official legal service provider for the forthcoming COP26 climate talks in Glasgow, but it scored only a D on the climate scorecard and has represented clients including Shell, ExxonMobil, and BP. The firm declined to comment. Tom Wetzer, a law professor and director of the Oxford Sustainable Law Programme, one of the organisations supporting the alliance, said, "The firms may be serious about taking steps in the right direction, but they do not necessarily have the best practices as yet." Tom Wetzer added, "We need to move the whole sector, and for many firms involved, this is the start of a long journey." Some law firms that ranked low on the climate scorecard were keen to promote their green energy work. Allen and Overy, which, according to the scorecard, worked on fossil fuel transactions worth $125 billion over the last 5 years, claimed in a statement that it does more renewable work than any other law firm in the world by most key measures. Clifford Chance, which the scorecard calculated worked on fossil fuel transactions worth $123 billion, said it is perennially at or near the top for advising on renewable financing. But neither firm, both of which scored an F, responded to questions about how they reconcile their work with their representation of fossil fuel firms. Tom Wetzer said, "Lawyers have a responsibility to reflect on their own role and to ask whether their clients' values align with their own." He added, "Firms that engage constructively with a net zero transition will be rewarded. Clients will value their judgment and expertise, top talent will be more easily attracted and retained, and these firms will strengthen their social license to operate." Sam Sankar, of the non-profit environmental law organization Earth Justice, which makes the climate scorecard a powerful tool, said law firms' best resource is their employees. Adding, in the future, nobody is going to think twice about making career decisions with an eye to whether it aligns with their climate ethics. Sam Sankar said, there is now a conversation about legal ethics and climate, which is well overdue. Adding, the fossil fuel industry is paying law firms tons of money in an effort to dodge responsibility and block regulatory reforms that could help avert this crisis.